All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Now it's time for our Thibodaux Regional Health System Innovation for a Healthy Future. Tim Rebo Show. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Big W Saturday, 66-0 over Mississippi Valley. First of all, I'll ask you from a health standpoint, how did you come out of that game?
Well, Mike, thanks for having me today. I thought we came out okay. I think we played a lot of guys, so some of our starters didn't play in the second half. So got to really rest for half the game, and hopefully we can be healing up and get some of our other guys back soon.
Now, Coach Rebo, it matters when you win or lose, and obviously to come away with a win. And then when you're selling the team you're playing, and then you're getting ready to start conference play, is that almost like, we've weathered the storm, and we're building character on this team, and now it's going forward, coming, I believe, Southern this weekend. And, look at that. There's a lot of history there, Southern and Nichols. You know, when you look at probably the largest crowds ever.
Grambling on Southern.
yeah. That if you've had it at John L. Guidry Stadium. So but what is your take? And are y'all even playing in Thibodaux, Mike? Where is that game? Or is it in Baton Rouge, Coach?
Actually, Bobby, it's we have an open date this week. We don't play this Saturday. We don't play them until the 5th, and it'll be in Baton Rouge. So we got to travel again to Baton Rouge for another. But that has been a good rivalry over the years, and some good crowds. And I've been a part of a couple of them over there and over here in Thibodaux. And we'll be looking forward to that one next week. But you know, the main goal this week was to just be 1-0. We had a rough start with the first three games. So it was just all about Mississippi Valley and all about the Colonels. We were just worried about us. That was what we were trying to sell. Let's come out with a fast start, put some points on the board, and then let's see where we are at the end of the game. So I thought it was a good week for our guys, a good preparation, you know, and our guys came out and executed.
Coach,
go ahead,
one of the things you've always stressed is the running game, and we talk about it weekly about you've that's a big part of your attack offensively, to rush the football. The health of Jalen Spears, because, you know, he goes down against Louisiana Tech. He's missed, the last few games that you've played. Would you expect that when you travel to Baton Rouge, Spears will be in the lineup?
Yeah, that's the plan right now, Mike. That's kind of been the goal all along, is let's try to heal him up, getting to this open date, and see if we can get him prepared for next week. The good part of that is we've got a deep backfield. We can go into it. Guggenheim had a good game. We had two other running backs rush for over 100 yards. So I feel good about our running back situation, but it's not like having a player of the year in that lineup.
Now, Coach Rebo, when you look within the conference, and I'm sure you keep up with all the teams, obviously Incarnate Word out of San Antonio, look where they're ranking, the expectations there. But the one team I'm looking at, like Lamar, and you look all the players they have in Texas and the proximity to Houston, you look at Beaumont, all in that area, that could be a team that could be challenging in the Southland going forward. could be the Lamar Cardinals. Well, what is up? Because they seem like they could be one of those sleepers this year within the conference.
Coach, Bobby and I have talked about this, and you and I have talked about it. Man, where they're at, and they've had some really good teams, but they've kind of rode the roller coaster a little bit with good teams and then kind of slack off and then good teams slack off. But, man, with the talent that's all around you, that sort of, to me, has always been the sleeping giant, that school, because of the proximity of, you have so many high school players in that area you could pull from, and not only from the Texas area, also in Southwest Louisiana.
Yeah. I always thought that was a great spot to recruit. And you know the other thing that they have, they really have good facilities. And they're building up that area so much. It's nice. I really think they got the right coach in place over there right now. Pete Rossomondo is a guy who's done a fantastic job last year. I think he's got him trending in the right direction. They're learning how to win. So I kind of agree with you guys. I kind of picked him as one of my dark horses this year for the conference. You know, when you start to look around, you know, you got to play them all. We always talk about that. But I like what he's doing over in Beaumont.
Now, Coach, you look at McNeese, Southeastern. Obviously, that's teams that we're familiar with. You know, Riverbell Classic against Southeastern. But they had a big win. You look against Eastern Washington, but not so much against South Dakota. Was it South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, or was it the Coyotes? I know there's, and they both ranked high.
You don't want to play anything when they got that Dakota on the second quarter.
Actually, they played the South Dakota State. They played the Jackrabbits, which is the number one team in the country. So I know he had his hands full. I know it didn't come out like he wanted. I think Frank was probably hoping for a little better showing. I haven't spoke to him yet. But look, we've been on the end of those Dakotas too, and that's you biting off a lot that you can chew with those.
Coach, in this off week, do you spend a little bit more time on recruiting maybe in the off week than you would on a normal week? And I know you got limited amount of time. You're trying to get ready for your next opponent. But when you have that off week, maybe to take a look at maybe a couple guys that quite possibly you didn't have ranked as high and has really played well as a senior that you want to take another look at, and this either send your coaches out or you take another look at.
Yeah, I think we do that, Mike. We had a good crowd for our home opener of recruits. Some of our guys who had committed to us and some new guys that we got to look at and evaluate. And we'll do that towards the end of the week. You know, it's kind of lost a little bit is going out on the road on Fridays because, you know, you're traveling so much. And sometimes even when you have a home game, you want to stay around your guys. So this Friday will be good for our coaches. We'll get around to the local schools and try to make a bunch of games on Friday night.
You know, Coach Revo, I was looking at your schedule. You never put the cart before the horse because you got the Southern Jaguars. But that's going to be a meaningful, almost like a playoff-type atmosphere if you want to move on going forward. That Nichols is playing Incarnate Word, I want to say October 12th, and LSU's playing Ole Miss. So it doesn't get any better than impactful games, considering when you look at the Southeastern Conference or the Southland Conference, where the competition in Cornet Word and Ole Miss against the local teams.
Yeah, you know, we got a bigger next week with Southern. I do like what Terrence Graves is doing over there. He's got him in the right track. Hopefully we can get him a little winning streak, take care of a little business like we talked about, get healed up. And get a victory out of Baton Rouge, and then it's off to conference. And, you know, it's every week after that. There's no more off weeks. You have to be ready to go. And, well, we got the perennial favorites picked right there on the road. So we're going to have our guns loaded and being ready to go to San Antonio.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Save that voice, man. You know, hey, I know. Sometimes you lose it a little bit, but save a little bit of that voice.
Hey, so Coach Rivo, are you yelling at the referees or your players?
I tell you what, it wasn't the players this week. It definitely wasn't the players. Those guys put points on the board.
All right.
Thank you, Coach. Really appreciate it each and every week.
All right.
See you.
All righty. Nichols head football coach Tim Rebro was brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.